So just a little bit about chanting, and a friend of mine was telling me that so this friend has quite a stressful job, and part of his job is to he drives around and meets has appointments, and he's a practitioner, and he says that he really appreciates the chants. So he says very often he will put on a chant when he's driving from one place to another, and this serves kind of two functions, I think, is that he's in a calm space when he has his meeting, but it's kind of interesting, too. He made a comment that he thought these chants were kind of like a concentrated form of Dharma. And I think that this particular chant, especially, I would agree with that. This is called the Discourse on Loving Kindness, or Metta. And if we recall to the that sutta I was talking about at the beginning, the advice to the Kalamas, is what that breaks down to is discouraging qualities like greed, aversion, and delusion, and encouraging kind of their opposites of things like generosity, goodwill, and wisdom. So to me, these instructions address that in a very skillful way. And the other thing is that very often if we're chanting, well, sometimes singing or something in a group, that's something we're doing together, that can be uplifting as well. Now, there's two kinds of people. Some people don't like that, but then we can be aware of that too. But in general, I think that is something we're doing together, and kind of promotes well-being, especially kind of these kind of qualities that we're talking about here, which loving kindness is a translation of metta, or goodwill. So we could call this discourse on goodwill. And a lot of it is instructions about what to put in place so goodwill arises. And goodwill has a lot to do with joy for me. And with this particular chant, we're chanting in English. There's little triangles below and above certain syllables, so the voice will go just down a tone or up a tone when there's a triangle below or above. And you'll kind of start to hear it, and it'll make a bit of sense. And again, there's not a wrong way to do this. So let's chant this together. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, May all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to wrong views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So we can just kind of feel the chanting is like we have vibrations in the body and in the room. We can feel those vibrations. The aliveness of the body. And the words, these are skillful words, promoting skillful actions of thoughts and words and deeds. In this aspect of this practice of metta for it's a practice of wishing well to all beings in all directions everywhere. Now all beings include ourselves as well. So we are wishing ourselves well-being, wishing that beings know what the causes of happiness are, and practice. And act in ways that cause happiness. This is a guided meditation. I'd invite, if you like, you can follow. So just settle into your being present, body upright. That balance of calm yet alertness that's supported by having the spine upright. So sit still in a quiet and settled place in a way that feels comfortable. Relax the eyes. Relaxing the eyes. Be aware of the sensation, just of the eyeballs resting in the eye sockets. We're not worried about what the eye might be able to see, but just the actual sensation of the eyeball in the eye socket. Be sensitive to the tendency for the eyes to fidget and keep relaxing that. Keep relaxing the eyes, the muscles around the eyes. Now bring your attention to the sensation of your hands. Relaxing the hands. Just resting the hands. Now bring your attention to the jaw area and the tongue. See if the jaw and the tongue too can take a break from being ready to act or to be on guard. Let your tongue rest in the floor of the mouth. Then sweep that relaxing attention from the corners of the eyes and all the way around the head, as if you were unfastening a bandana. Let the scalp feel free. as you relax all the way around the head and face, bring that quality of attention slowly, gradually down over the throat. Loosen up there. Loosen up, relax with each out-breath, the throat area. Now, keeping in touch with these places in the body, be aware of the flow of thoughts and emotions that pass through the mind. Listen to them as if you're listening to flowing water or to the sea. These thoughts, these emotions that pass through the mind. Bringing awareness. If you find yourself reacting to these thoughts and emotions, bring the attention back to the next out-breath, continuing to relax through the eyes, the throat, and the hands. We can extend this attention to include the whole body. Sweep that attention down all the way to the soles of the feet. In this way, build up a whole sense of the body at ease. While maintaining awareness of the overall presence of the body, practice stepping back from or letting go of any thoughts or emotions that arise, not adding to them. Let them pass. Whenever you do that, notice the sense of spaciousness, however brief, that seems to be there behind the thoughts and feelings. Attune to the peacefulness of that. The peacefulness, when we can be aware of the flow of thoughts and emotions that pass through the mind, listening to them as though they're flowing water or the sea. Feeling the peacefulness of that, really take that in. Rather than demand or trying to achieve a calm, make a practice of quietly offering peace to the energies that pass through the body and the mind. So now you can return to the breath meditation or whatever meditation you practice. But we could include in there these instructions of feeling the peacefulness. As these thoughts and feelings kind of pass through. And rather than demanding or trying to achieve a calm, to make a practice of quietly offering peace to these energies that pass through. just in the last couple of minutes, I'll repeat some of these words from the Metta Sutta. And see if we can reflect on that and send these wishes of goodwill outward. And the instruction is outward in all directions to all beings without hesitation or differentiation. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking or seated or lying down, meaning at all times, we should maintain this awareness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. So it may seem like, well, maybe that's more than I can do, but in terms of some of these instructions in the Metta Sutta, but I think what we can do is kind of just set an intention that we can go in that direction. And that's very powerful, to set an intention. Just in our little group, someone reminded me that this was Remembrance Day, and was not my intention or big overall plan to have this retreat on Remembrance Day. It just kind of happened, but I think this is a wonderful thing to do, is kind of offering peace to the world and seeing if there is a joy regardless of conditions. I mean, we all have been affected in terms of our different generations past and present by wars. And I was saying that someone I know makes white poppies. And these are kind of a way to honor Remembrance Day, but with a focus on peace. And she was saying that she makes a lot. She's very ambitious. She was saying a number of German people will come and get the white poppies from her, because that group of people can feel excluded on Remembrance Day. But so we can carry these qualities or intentions of metta practice in our walking meditation as well. And the instructions for walking, the classic instructions for walking are, well, number one, we're not just taking a break from sitting. We're continuing our awareness. And the classic instructions are, we choose a path of about 10 to 20 paces long and kind of walk back and forth. So we don't just wander around. And where we focus our attention, we could say pause at the beginning and take a breath and just have the attention of being present throughout the walking. We could walk at a normal pace or slightly slower pace. You can experiment with that. But the attention then is put into, my suggestion would be into the lower part of the body, the feet and the legs that are moving. And rather than, say, the attention coming back to the breath, then the attention comes back to the lower legs or feet as we are walking, and then we get to the end, we can pause, turn around, maybe take another breath, and then continue walking back, but with this kind of continual awareness. So it's not the type of walking where we're just kind of daydreaming, but we're notice, say, if we are daydreaming, and bring our attention back to the feet or the legs, the parts that are moving, and being very present with what is. So if anyone has a question or something during the walking period, and I'm up here, you can come and ask a question, but otherwise just kind of, and if you need to, you know, use the washroom, get a drink of water, attend to your needs, please do that as well. So we'll come back here at 12:15. So, okay, so enjoy your walk.